So to continue our discussion on Rosh Chodesh, we discussed last time the special status of Rosh Chodesh Shachol B'Shabbos that maybe goes back to its original status of a din of a yontif, like the Torah writes, originally the 12 Rosh Chodesh should have been 12 Yom Tovim, but because of the sin of the Cheta Ego, the sin of the golden calf, therefore it lowered its status. And maybe that's why for a woman who didn't sin in this sin of the golden calf, it's a quasi-type, it's not a real yontif, it's an isim malacha, but there's a strong minig among women not to do certain malachas. As I said, I've never seen any woman who works not to go to work on Rosh. It might not go too well with the boss once a month taking off, but you know, whether it's not doing the laundry or whatever the case may be, not doing something she usually would do, some women have a minig. So they point out, but when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Shabbos is a day of Be'ein Olam Haba, a day free from sin, so perhaps it takes on the din of a Yantiv, and that's why we gave different narayas on the Lashon of the Tefillah. We seem to have an entire Yitzarta, seem to have the language of a Tefillah Yantiv, or what we call Lashonos. We had the halacha when Rosh Chodesh Iyar falls out on Shabbos, there's a special halacha you're allowed to shave, even though it's during Sfira, even though the certain minhagim, whereas the Chafetz Chaim Yeshiva, others shave every Friday in Sfira, or others say, but even assuming your minhag is not to shave during Sfira for a regular Erev Shabbos, a regular Erev Rosh Chodesh, but posts can bring down if Rosh Chodesh Yishiv falls out on Shabbos, so then you do shave because it takes on a different status. And that's why the minhag of having a new dish, a couple of kugels, some chulents, you have some pastrami, whatever, you have a special dish when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos to show it's not just the regular Rosh Chodesh. So we were discussing on Shabbos the afternoon about the minhag of saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. So it's not a real, it's not a halacha, it's not a halacha like it is on Yantif, but there's a minhag to say Hallel. And in fact, originally it didn't even exist in Eretz Yisrael. It was later on, one of the rabbis came, I think it's the Gemara in Tainis. He went to this town and the guy just started saying Hallel. It was like on Rosh Chodesh, and he thought the guy was crazy. And then he did a Chatzi Hallel, as you know, Chatzi Hallel doesn't mean literally half a Hallel, as my daughter put, 75% Hallel, but it's not a full Hallel. It's kind of like a chatzi shir. Anything less than a kezayis is a chatzi shir. It doesn't actually mean literally half of what the amount is. Anything less than the prescribed amount is considered halachically half a shir. So he saw, he skipped a hallel, he skipped parts of your okay, so it must only be a minig. So there's a machlokas rishonim in general, can you make a bracha on a minig? In other words, we know before a mitzvah in our Torah, we make a bracha, all things being equal. And as well, on a mitzvah midrabanan, we make a bracha. The question is, how can we make a bracha on a mitzvah midrabanan? It says, "Asher kedesh shalom esav vitzivano," God commanded us. So that's what we have the pasuk of in the end of Dvarim. Well, sasim and adavar, asher yegidecha yevinosmo, that we have a mitzvah to listen to the rabbis. Since the Torah says to listen to the rabbis, so if the rabbis tell us, it's like God's telling us, so it's okay. However, and in fact, that's the whole machlokas also. See, in general, the mechaber is usually stricter than Ramah when you have a choice of volunteering a bracha. In other words, in the mitzvah sasei shazman grom as well. That's the shita of the Rambam and the Sfardim, that women, even though they might volunteer a mitzvah sasei shazman grom, but they leave out the bracha. Why? Because they say, v'heichan tzivano. How could they say commanded? And I'm exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah. How could I make a bracha leishe basukkah? How could I make a bracha on the tilas ruv? I'm exempt. So our Ashkenaz liars, how come we say they can do it? So to many answers, we assume it's a generic vitzivanu. It doesn't mean we as men, we as Klai Yisrael are commanding the mitzvah, so a woman can make the bracha also. So it's a general issue. So too here, the Mechaber Pasen's, like the Rambam, that you don't make a bracha on a minig, because how could you say vitzivano? So we hope for other reasons, we will see halal is an exception to the rule. But in general, also, as we'll see, the different minhag, as I point out, to certain minhagim, everybody agrees you make a bracha on. But Yantiv Sheni Shagoli, that's when we make the Kiddush, we make all the same brachas we do Yantiv Sheni as Yantiv Rishon, unless you assume that it's a Takana Drabban, and that's why you're making it. But if you assume it's a minig, like the Gemara seems to conclude, and today we have the date, so everyone makes the brachas on Yantiv. So certain minhagim, everyone agrees you make a bracha. Certain minhagim, everyone agrees you don't make a bracha. I.e. the Gemara in Sukkah regarding Chavitas HaRava, banging their ravas on the ground in Hoshana Rabbah. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara, well, actually it's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether it's a minhag neviim or yisod neviim. According to the Gemara, if it's a minhag neviim, then you wouldn't make a bracha. If it's a minhag neviim, you would not. And if it's yisod neviim, you would. But the Gemara concludes it's only a minhag, and therefore everyone agrees that you don't make a bracha on chavitas arava. So sure enough, based on this Gemara, both opinions bring their proof. The opinions that say you never make a bracha on a minhag bring a proof from here, and the opinions that say you do make a bracha on a minhag bring their proof from here. How could you have two proofs in the same Gemara? I'll tell you how. So the opinions who say you don't make a bracha on a minhag, that's a simple reading of the Gemara. Since it's like you don't make a bracha when you bang that ravas and Hoshana Rabbah, even when you did it in the Beis HaMikdash, because it's only a minhag, so too we see, by all minhagim, you don't make a bracha, therefore you don't make a bracha on Chatzi Halo on Rosh Chodesh either. That's the Sfardi Shita, and among the Rishonim, and the Ashkenaz Shita, the Ramah, the Bali Tosas say no. That's the exception to the rule. Why did the Gemara have to tell me you don't have to make a bracha? On the minhag of Arava, that's a minhag zut, a big deal. What are you doing? You're banging Aravas on the ground. Wow, nothing to get excited over to make a bracha. But on other minhagim you do, i.e. Hallel. So the Briska Rav explains, why would you make a distinction between Hallel Rosh Chodesh, which is a minhag, and Chavitas HaRava? What do you mean it's a minhag zutta? What do you mean it's... So what's the difference? So he explains, because Chavitas HaRava is never a mitzvah. Never. Anytime you bang the Chavitas HaRava in any type of context, it's true we have Aravas in our Dalaminim, but that's not Chavitas HaRava. That's something we do during the mitzvah of Sukkot. But Chavitas HaRava is never done in the context of a mitzvah. It's only a pure minhag. However, Hallel, it's the same Chefta Shel Mitzvah, the same Hallel I do on Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, when I do it B'Torah's Mitzvah. It's the same text of the Hallel. So even though it's true, right now I'm only saying Hallel B'Torah's minhag, but it's generated from the same type of Chefta. So Mitzvah, there's more room. It's kind of like we have a principle. There are different levels of Durabanan. There's a regular pure Durabanan. Then you have a Durabanan, which has a basis in a Daraisa. In other words, even though, let's say, Lulav on the first day is Daraisa, but when I shake Lulav during the rest of the week, it's only Durabanan. But still, the poskim under certain situations make a distinction between a mitzvah Durabanan, which is based on a Daraisa, and basically it's a Chanukah, which is a pure Durabanan. So the difference is even within the categories. So that's what the Rishonim argue, is Chavitas HaRava, is that Gemara the source of not making a bracha on a minhag, or is that the source, no, specifically HaRava, everyone agrees HaRava you don't make a bracha, but other minhagim you do. So that's the Machlokas Machabarama, which is a Machlokas Rishonim. So the Svar, again, within Svardim, you always have different minhagim. So the classical Psak of the Svarim, no bracha on Hallel Rosh Chodesh, it's only a minig. And the minig Ashkenaz says, yes, so it's not an uncommon shaila. Let's say you have a Svardi person, he has a good voice, they want to use him to say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, and he's davening in an Ashkenaz shul. So his minig is not to make a bracha. According to him, it's a bracha levatola to make a bracha on Hallel Rosh Chodesh. So can he lead, or let's say, can he lead the tzibor for an Ashkenaz? Let's say he is up there. What could he do? Could he make the, she does he have to make believe he's saying the bracha? What should he do? So the Chidah raises the Shaila. I think he was the Sfardi. He brings down a Gemara in Psachim, Daf Kuf Vav. So the Gemara talked, I think it was Ravashi. He went to the town of Mechuza. Mechuza is the name of a town. And they said to him, his Shabbos morning, he said, I want you to make Kiddushei Rabbah. I want you to make the great Kiddush. He had no clue what they were talking about, but he didn't want to tell them that. So he says, yeah, Kedusha Rabba, okay. So he gave him the cup of wine, so he's thinking in his mind, okay, what I'll do is I'll make a boy Priya Guffin, because that's a win-win, because even Friday night, we go with Beis Hillel, if you didn't realize, we make first boy Priya Guffin, and then we make, so I'm not great Kiddush, who knows, maybe they make this Kiddush again. So what I'll do is I'll make a boy Priya Guffin, I'll look around and see what people are doing. If they start drinking, I'm in. And if they wait for me, I'll just keep on going. They must want me to do the Friday night Kiddush, whatever is going on here. So he makes a boy Priya Guffin, and he sees there's a person who started drinking. So he said, okay, great, and that was it. So it worked out well. So the Rishonim asked, like, wait a second, what are you telling me? You mean if someone didn't drink, he was going to make a Friday night Kiddush Shabbos morning? Isn't that a bracha of Atola? I mean, he can't just decide, you know what, let me make up my own minhag. You know what, I'm going to say Kiddush Friday night, Shabbos morning. So how could he do it? So the Chiddush is, we see from here that what? That if the minhag, even though according to your custom, it's also for you to make a bracha, it would be a bracha of Atola, but if the minhag of that town is, I guess assume it's a valid minhag, not just the minhag shtus, but it's a valid minhag, that you go ahead and then you're allowed to make a bracha. And similarly, Rav Moshe also says the same thing in a similar shaila. Another common shaila comes up, even if you're not a Sephardi, because the minhag Sephardi is we go in Maariv, we go straight to, after Hashkivenu, we go straight to Kaddish. The straight minhag Ashkenaz is to say Baruch Hashem Olam Amen Amen afterwards. But even among Ashkenaz, the Vilna Gaon Shita and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is not to say it. So, but the minhag Ashkenaz is to say it. The straight minhag Sfard and many other people, many minhag Ashkenaz don't say it either. So that's a yidavening for the Amud. You're diving for Amud, you're in Ub, whatever the case is, and the Shul says it, and you don't. Are you allowed to say those paragraphs you don't say? So Rav Moshe writes, based on the same Gemara in Psachim, that since Rav Ashi was willing to make the Kiddush, even though it would have been a bracha of Atola, so too, you could follow the Minhag HaMakom, and you can make the bracha even though you usually don't. And in the third case, they bring it down as well. It also happens all the time, Hallel Leil Pesach. Again, the straight Minhag Svard, actually they're on the other side of the coin here, the Mechaber is you make Hallel with the bracha in Shul Leil Pesach, I think, which is the Minhag here. The straight minhag Ashkenaz, the Ramah says, what are you talking about? We say Hallel in the Haggadah. Why are you wasting my time here? So the Ramah writes, no Hallel at all, and certainly not with a bracha. And the Mechaber writes Hallel with a bracha. It's much more popular today because the Soloveitchiks held from saying the Hallel with a bracha. They had two types of Hallel, Hallel B'Toras Kriya, Hallel. They have the whole Lam, that's why the Mechaber is right, and the Vilna Gaon did it. But either way, it's the straight minhag Ashkenaz is not to say. So let's say you're minhag Ashkenaz and you're davening in the shul where they do say it. Many Ashkenaz shuls do. Am I allowed to say hallel with the bracha? So that's what that's what they write as well, that we see from here, that if the minhag hamakom is to do it, so even with the bracha, you're allowed to do. It's not so simple because others who learn the Gemara, that's not the pshat in Rav. So we're assuming Rav Ashi was willing to make a bracha even though he thought you weren't allowed to. Others say, no, that wasn't the pshat. Rav Ashi went to make a bracha of Atola. He assumed that they didn't make, for whatever reason, they didn't make Kiddush Friday night. That's the halacha. Everyone agrees, if I didn't make Kiddush Friday night, for whatever reason, and Shabbos morning, I'm chayev in making that Friday night Kiddush. Not that it's a bracha. So that's the reason he was going to do it. He thought he was being motzi them in the Kiddush. But he never would have made a bracha of Atola. So depending how you learn that Gemara would be all these shaylos about if you're a, could I make hallel with the bracha leil Pesach? Could I say Baruch Hashem leolam? Could I say hallel? So Rav Moshe writes, we go with Rav Moshe that one could follow the minhag hamakom, and if you're a Sephardi davening in an Ashkenaz shul, you could even make the bracha on hallel. Baruch Hashem leolam, you could say, even if you don't say, and hallel leil Pesach, you could say if that's the minhag hamakom.